Okay, so what I wanted to discuss, first of all, again, a special welcome also. Okay, so the what I want to focus on is, again, what is the source for the Lametes Malachos? And we have a very, very well-known Gemara, very interesting Gemara, and I just want to go through that Gemara quickly, and then we'll get to the core concepts that I want to develop. So the Gemara wants to know, on that Mem Testament base, how do we know these 39 malachos? We have Arboim Chaser Achas. How do you know you have these 49 malachos? And the Gemara says, Shita number one, and this is the dominant Shita that we find, it's Keneged Avodas HaMishkan, is that in order to build a Mishkan, they had to do 39 productive activities, and that is where you get your 39 malachos from. And this is one of the proofs for Torah Shabbat Peh, because again, you don't really have details of this information in the Chumash itself, and there's so much that we know about Shabbos that's not in the Torah text. That's clearly an indication that we were given something in addition to the Torah text at Sinai, and that is, of course, the Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Gemara cites another view, and that is the view of Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Yossi, and he says that the source of Lametes Malachos, just the number 39, where does that come from? So that comes from the word, the very word itself. Because if you count up how many times the Torah used the language of Malacha, or Malachto, or Maleches, so that equals 39. It's an unbelievable coincidence. But the word Malacha is used 39 times, and that indicates 39 separate and distinct Malachos. The Gemara asks the question, is that really true? Because there's the account, the Torah says that Yosef went, Vayavo Habaisa Lasus Malachto. Yosef went back to the house to do, quote-unquote, his Malacha. And what is that referring to? That's referring to Ashes Potiphar. Everyone had left the house. She was behind. He went back to do his Malacha. What exactly did he go back to do? So that's the Machlokas in the Gemara. Did he go back to have relations with her and then he overcame? Or did he go back to actually do work? If he went back to do work, then Malacha, that word Malacha means Malacha. And it's counted as one of the 39. But if he went back to have relations with her, to sleep with her, so then it's not going to count. The malacha doesn't mean the same thing, and therefore we're missing a malacha. So the Gemara tells us there's another time the word malacha is used, which is not so clean. When they finished bringing all of the things to the Mishkan, to build a Mishkan, it says, "V'hamalacha ha'isa dayam." They had enough. They brought enough. So is that really saying that they are doing something or that they are finished doing something? The Malacha Isa Dime, that they're done. So that's, again, a suffix of the Gemara. So really, what the Gemara concludes is there are 38 clean cases of the word Malacha being used, 38 times. And then there are two cases where it's subject to debate. So if you hold that Yosef went ahead to come back to sleep with Ashes Potiphar, and that's what he came back for. So then, yeah, we're going to use the other malacha. But malacha is a die, and that's enough referring to work, that will count that. And if you assume that, no, he was coming back to do work, then we're not going to count hamalacha is a die. So either way, you have two approaches in the Gemara, how we derive 39, either avodas ha-mishkan, or the very terminology of malacha. And then at the end of that piece, the Gemara says, Tanya, Kemanda Omar Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. We have a proof, a raya, that Avodas HaMishkan is really what's going to carry the day. As the Brisa says, Ein Chayavin Al Malacha Kayotz B'Hayis HaMishkan. You're only Chayavin a Malacha that was done in the Mishkan itself. Heim Zaru V'Atem Lo Tizru. Heim Katzru V'Atem Lo Katzru. Heim He'elu Es HaKrushim Mikarka La'Agala. They move the beams. Atemlo, etc., etc. And here the Gemara, and that's the conclusion, ties it to Avodas HaMishkan. Now, the Gemara mentions the crushing, the beams of the Mishkan, they move the beams around so you can't carry things on Shabbos. Now, beams are what kind of, beams are used for construction, the building of the Mishkan. And Rashi, over and over again, Rashi emphasized, and that's the Rashi over here, many you all saw it, Mem Testament Beis, but let's see this critical Rashi inside. Rashi says, where did they do Zriya and Ktsira, planting and harvesting for the Avodas HaMishkan? Where was that done? Litzvoa Tcheles. It was done to dye the tcheles, the oros elim, where did they grind? Where did they knead? V'tachan avulasu nami samemonim litzvoa, the dyes to dye the mishkan. And all of the first 10 malachos are all part of the preparation of the dyes, of the samemonim. And therefore, now he's bothered. V'ofe, what about baking? They didn't bake samemonim, they cooked samemonim. V'ofe diktani, who bishul samemonim? Don't get confused by ofe, it's actually bishul. And the reason, as we quoted yesterday, the Gemara mentioned ofe, the Mishnah says ofe, not bishul, is sidur de pas nokat. It just wants to mention that which is part of the preparation of bread, as I said yesterday, a mnemonic device. But really, if I were to ask you, according to Rashi, what's the 11th malacha? It's bishul. Why is it bishul? Because bishul was done for the samamonim and not afiyah. And this Rashi is echoed in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel as well. And it's really the Gemara and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which I hope you saw. And that is the Gemara itself. The Talmud Bavli itself on Daf Ayin Dalet asks the question, why did the Mishnah mention Ofe and not mention Bishul? Does it make any sense? And the Gemara answers that it mentions Ofe and not Bishul because Sidura de Pas Nokat. Because we just want to mention the bread preparation, it's a mnemonic device, but really, the Malacha is Bishul and Ofe is not the Malacha. Stop there. Now, this is going to get interactive. Right now, simple question, simple answer, just raise your hand, please. If I were to ask you, why does the Bavli and Rashi emphasize that Bishul is the Malacha, that the first 11 Malachos are Samemanim, and it's not Ofe? What is the impetus that drives Rashi's position? Scotty Silver.
There was no bread in the construction of the Mishkan.
That's right. There was no bread in the construction of the Mishkan. Therefore what? Finish it off.
Therefore it's about the Mishkan, the Malachos.
Correct. In other words, the source of Lamites Malachos, according to Rashi, is construction. And therefore, Samamonim is part of construction. Ofe was not part of construction. Now, does anyone disagree with this position of Rashi? So let's open up now to the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis. Okay, again, as part of our introduction, as I mentioned, we're going to be jumping around a bit because there's a lot to see over here. But if you look at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah discusses the Malacha of Hotza'ah, taking out from a Rishus HaYachet to Rishus HaRabin. And the Mishnah writes as follows. Hamotzi, if you take something out, bein bimino, bein bismola, whether in your right hand or your left hand, bitocheko o al ksefav, whether in like a chest pocket or on your shoulders, chayev. Why you chayev? Shekein masa b'nei kahas. Because the Levim used to carry the Mishkan on their shoulders. And therefore that too is a regular way of carrying. And all of these are ordinary ways of carrying, right hand, left hand, pockets, shoulders. However, kila achar yado, if you carry backhand with your foot, with your mouth, with your elbow, in your ear, tied to your hair, etc., in your mouth, these are all kila achar yad, unusual matters of carrying, and therefore you're going to be potter. Now take a look at Rashi. Very, very important. Rashi, shekein masa b'nei kahas. So Rashi writes over here, "Bikatef yisau," that the Levim carried the Mishkan on their shoulders. Okay, good. So they carried on their shoulders. Is there any source in the Chumash that they carried with their hands?
No.
No, they didn't carry with their hands. They only carried with their shoulders. So how do you know that you can't carry with your hands? V'yaminu smol v'cheik orech ara. So says Rashi, that is derech eretz. Derech eretz is to carry with your hands. Carry with your hands in your pocket. That's normal. So you don't need a pasuk for that. That's just derech eretz. And now he says, Uveshem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Matzasi Shomer Rabbe Shem Rab Hai Shemefurish BeYerushalmi Upkudas Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen. It said that Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, carried. He had a mission of carrying. What did he carry? Shemen HaMa'or, Ktores HaSamim, Minchas HaTomid, V'Shemen HaMishcha. He carried four things at once. How did he carry four things at once? Shemen Echad B'Yamin, Shemen Echad B'Shmol, Ktores B'Cheko V'Achavitin B'Katev. So comes along Rav Haigon and says, you know how I know right hand, left hand, pocket, and shoulder? Not because of Derech Eretz, but because Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen carried in his right hand and his left hand and in his pocket and his shoulder. He carried four different things. What are the four different things? He carried the Chavitin and the Shemen HaMa'or and the Ktores HaSamim, etc. He carried, what's the common denominator between those four things? Common denominator between those four things?
They're all four karbanos.
They're karbanos, and they're not construction. These are karbanos. So comes along the Egle Tal. And the Egle Tal suggests that we have over here a very core machlokas. Good, I understand we're going to learn malachos from Mishkan. But the core question is, what Mishkan? What aspect of Mishkan? Is it just the Binyan HaMishkan? That's Shitas Rashi. Or is it also Avodas HaKarbanos? And if it is Avodas HaKarbanos, then I'll ask you a very simple question. According to Rav Haigon and the Yerushalmi, should Ofer be one of the Lamedes Malachos? Yes, Yona?
According to Rav Haigon?
Yeah.
Then, according to Rav Haigon, yeah, because he's doing Avodas HaMishkan.
And therefore?
And therefore, Ofer is Avodas HaMishkan.
Yeah. That's right. Ofer should be called part of the Avodas HaMishkan because of Lechem HaPanim, and therefore, of course, it should count. So, Rabosai, now listen carefully. This is a subtle point, but you have to get it. Is the Bavli, which counts Ofer in the Lamedes Malachos, is the Bavli a support for Rav Haigon or against Rav Haigon? Shmuel Barg.
Well, it depends. If you say that when it says that it really means it, or you could say that it means Bishul, and it's not a support.
I need an answer. Depends answer is a good answer, my shir. But not on that question. There is a correct answer. Ving!
According to Rashi, no, but if you look at what it literally says, then yeah.
Was that Ving speaking?
No, Shmuel.
Okay, let me hear from Ving.
I think the answer is that the Bavli is rejecting of Haigon, because I think the Gemara on Ayin Daled, when it echoes what Rashi says, that Ofe is only there for Sidur to pass, that's a rejection of Haigon.
Okay, very good. I think that's correct, Ving. In other words, Ving is saying correctly, so you're right. And Shmuel, you read the Mishnah. When you read the Mishnah, prima facie, the Mishnah says and announces Rav Haigon, because the Mishnah does say Ofer. But then comes the Gemara. When I said the Bavli, I meant the Bavli. The Gemara Talmud Bavli then comes along and says, wait a second, why are you counting Ofer? You should really correctly count Bishul. And the Gemara's conclusion in that question is, yes, Bishul is the Malacha, not Ofer. So at the end of the day, the Bavli would seemingly be against the Rav Haigon, because ultimately the Bavli does not count Ofer as the Malacha. It's Bishul as the Malacha. That isn't Shita. Now again, the Yerushalmi would seem to be supportive of Rav Haigon. Then the Egle Tal, and we'll do this quickly inside, but then the Egle Tal mentions another interesting and strong proof for Rashi. And he quotes his son. His son is Rabbeinu Shmuel Misakachov, took over for his father, authored the Shem Mishmuel, and his son asked a very simple question. And we'll read this inside in a second. The son asks, I'll get to Yitzi in a moment as well. The son asks, Rabbeinu Shmuel asks, I don't understand. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey in Masechet Shabbos says, Hashochet Mishum Mai Mechayev. If you slaughter an animal, what malacha do you violate? And the Gemara has to come up with, like, I wonder what that malacha is going to be. Like, why is Shochet a malacha? And it has to figure it out. And it does. Says the Eglei Tal, what's the problem? According to Rabbi Haigon, what did they do every single day in the Mishkan? In the Beis HaMikdash? They shecht animals. If you're counting Avodas HaKarbonos, so why in the world is the Gemara asking HaShochet Mishumai Mechayev? It's pretty obvious. Karbonos are brought every single day. And that certainly is a significant act in the Mishkan. So if you're counting Avodas HaKarbonos, certainly you should count HaShochet. So comes along the Eglei Tal, and this is the first section of the Eglei Tal, and he basically asks what I would consider to be two bomb kashas on Rav Haigon. Kasha number one is a simple reading of the Bavli. If Rav Haigon's correct, then Afia at the end of the day should be the Av Malach. But the Gemara ultimately says no, it's Bishul because of the Sam Manim, and therefore why are we saying not Afia? And number two is why is the Gemara struggling to say Hashochet Nishamai Machayev? Hashochet should be Chai because it's part of the daily karbonos. Of course, you're going to be Chai. Those are the questions. Okay, Yitzi, what do you got for me? You have a question?
Yeah. So back to what Rashi said that the reason we know that carrying on your shoulders is Machayev is because they did it with the Mishkan. But then we say for the other three. That it was because of Elazar ben Aaron, but that's including shoulders. So why didn't we just bring the proof of Elazar ben Aaron and not bring the proof of the Mishkan at all?
I don't understand your question.
Why would we bring in two different places to teach us that you can't use your shoulders, hands, and laps when we could have just brought in Elazar ben Aaron?
Again, Rashi's never going to bring Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen. Because Elazar ben Aaron Cohen carried karbonos. According to Rashi, that would be anathema to mention karbonos. Rashi would have to only mention Avodas HaMishkan. So the Bnei Kuz carrying the krushim, that was Avodas HaMishkan. And hands, left hand, right hand pocket, that's derech eretz. That's the normal way you carry. I don't need a pasuk, I don't need a source for that. Once I know carrying is a malacha, obviously the normal way to carry is going to be included. Is that clear? What do you mean? No, the answer is the krushim had to be carried. We know the krushim were carried, and now any normal way of carrying is going to be included. Okay. Rabosai, what I want to do now is very fast. I just want to read the Eglei Tal inside. Again, item number five. And it's going to be all chazara. So if you do this with me quickly, we'll just do a chazara, and then we'll try and... As you'll hear from me a lot over this year, Bezrat Hashem, did Rav Hai know how to learn? The answer is yes. They don't call him Rav Hai Gaon for nothing. He knew how to learn. And he knew the Bavli. And he probably knew the Kasha of the Shem Yishmuel. So the question is, how does the Rav Hai Gaon get out of this problem? Okay, let's quickly fly through the Eglei Tal. I'm going to start with Beis. Says the Eglei Tal, V'yesh lachkor, I garminan gam ke mi karbonos sheba mishkan, odim lo yalfin ala mi mishkan atzmo. Do we look at the karbonos, or only at the mishkan itself? V'nei Rashi, mishnah, periklal gadol, daf ayin gimel, uve daf memtes, hevila el shepir zriya upsira, besamemonin, shoy tzikl mitzvah, v'lo pirish bezriya schitin le menachos. Rashi is clear. Rashi's focus is samamonim, even for planting and ksira, etc., because binyan mishkan. Mashma de svirle, the loyal finer elam mishkan at smo, belong mishkan mikarbanos, shehukrabu ba mishkan. Vechain yesh lo chiach mi de maksha hashas, dafayin dalin, gabe meleches haofe, shavach tana de ambishal samamonim, dehave mishkan, venokan ofe de lo have ba mishkan. Why did you mention ofe and not bishal? The e amris, and if you want to tell me the garminon shehukravu b'mishkan that we look at the karbonos as well, hahavi afias lechem apanim v'chavitin elavadai, rather certainly delo garminon ela mimishkan atzmo. You just learn out from the mishkan itself. Ubini Rabbeinu Yishmuel Nero Yair hevi raya mishel zagamarin hey. He brought a raya from the Gemara. Shochet mishamay mechay. Vigam mikarbonos sheva mishkan hahave shchita bekarbonos. If we're going to learn out from karbonos, then what's the question of shochet? And that's a presentation of Rashi. Now, says the Gemara, vekosav rabbeinu haigon. I'm in the Agletal, where it's underlined. Says rabbeinu haigon, shalu. Zelosono, she'elu ha'echra asar malachos. These 11 malachos, the first 11, yeshnan b'korban tami b'chol yom, uvechavite kohen gadol. In the chavitim uvemiluim, kulan mizera v'kotzir. V'chein garsima b'matovin, heim zaru atem altizru, heim kotzru atem altikzru. What were they zoreya? What were they kotzir? They were kotzir for the menachos, for the wheat of the menachos. And now he says, "V'nira de shorish ha-machlokas." So where do you see this root of the machlokas between Rav Haigon and Rashi is from the Gemara in Shabbos Tari Beizim and Aleph Hamotzi bein bimina bein mesmal b'tolcheko o al ksefav chayev shekem masa b'nei kas. Rashi learns, as we said, right left pocket is orech ara. The Rambam learns like Rashi as well, and then skipping a little bit, uveshem. The end of the where it's underlined, Uveshem Rabbeinu Yehud Bar Yitzchak Matzasi, in the name of Rav Haigon Yushalmi, Upkudas Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen, Shemen HaMa'or, Ktos HaSam, Minchas HaTamid, V'Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen Echa B'Yamin, Shemen Echa B'Smol, Ktos B'Cheiko, B'Chavit, and B'Kotet, Ad Kan Lishon. Wow, that was a great summary. So that is the summary of the Machlokes, Rashi, and Rav Haigon, fundamental machlokes, and we are left with two kashas on Rav Haigon. Kasha number one is Hashochet Mishumai Machayev, and kasha number two is Afia. If indeed we learn from Avodas HaKarbonos, then Ofe should be a malach. If we're learning...
Can you say the second one again?
I'll say them both, yeah. The second one is, why is Ofe not a malacha? Ofe should be an av malacha, yet the Bavli says it's bishul. If it's Ofe, if it's avodas HaKarbonos, then the chavitin, then the menachos are part of that. Ofe should be part of it. The other question is, why are you hakim me hashochet yishumai mechayev? What's the malach of shochet? What do you mean? Karbonos are all over the place in the Mishkan. That certainly should be counted. Okay. Ving, are we clear?
I have one quick question. How would Rashi defend himself against Rav Haigon based on the Mishnah on Sadi Bet?
Rashi has no problem with the Mishnah Daf Sadi Bet. Just mute yourself. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi explained that Mishnah. He says, how do we know Hotza'a? How do you know that you can't carry with your right hand, your left hand in your pocket? Derech Eretz. We know you can't carry. That we know. That we have a pasuk about. So what's a normal way of carrying? A normal way of carrying is in your hands and in your pocket. Shoulders is not so normal. So that we learn that from Masa B'nei Kahas. And there's Yerushalmi. Again, Rashi's going to posit that this is the Machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Now, the Rav Haigon say that too. I don't hold to the Bavli, but it's a little less comfortable for someone like Rav Haigon By the way, where did Rav Haigon live? Do you know? I'll tell you where he lived. He lived in Babylon. He lived in Bavel. And when did he live? Well, he was part of the Gaonim. And the Gaonim lived right before the Rishonim. So basically in the 900s and 1000s. It'd be very strange that Rav Haigon would say, yeah, I'm not going to paskin like the Bavli. I'm going to go with Yerushalmi. He would have to reconcile with the Bavli itself. So I want to share with you, we're not going to do this inside. And if you want to do Chazara, you can look at it inside afterwards. I want to share with you the idea of the Eglei Tal. And then tie this in at some point to the Netziv that I gave you on the WhatsApp. Okay, the Eglei Tal is the following yesod, the following idea. Rabosai, we know there is a juxtaposition between Mishkan on the one hand and Shabbos on the other. Mishkan and Shabbos are related to each other. And here's the chiddush of the Eglei Tal. We always think of they're related in one way, but it's not true. They're really related in two ways. The first way that we're related is, how do we learn Maleches Shabbos? Maleches Shabbos comes from Mishkan. Mishkan teaches us 39 Malachas. Okay? But there's another halacha, which is part and parcel with that halacha. And that is, are you allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos? Could they construct Mishkan on Shabbos?
No.
The answer is no. The answer is no. We learn out Maleches Shabbos from Mishkan, but once we know, now Shabbos kicks in, and you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Okay? So far, so good. And that's really one package. It's one idea. Shabbos is informed by Mishkan, but now Mishkan is also usher to build on Shabbos. Okay, Rabosai, listen carefully. Mayor, stay with me. Mayor Eisner, stay with me. Right over here. Eyes right over here.
Right here, right.
I know you are. Good for you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Gentlemen, do you bring karbanos on Shabbos? The answer is yes. The carbon tamid, the carbon musaf was brought on Shabbos. So says the Eglei Tal, the only way we'll be able to derive something from avodas hakarbonos is if it's an avoda that is usher to do on Shabbos. But if it's mutter to do on Shabbos, if this avoda is doches Shabbos, it can be a basis for Maleches Shabbos. So step number one, Hashochet Mishumai Mechayiv. Why is Shochet Chayiv? The Gemara, the Bavli struggle with that. Yeah, because he can't just plug in Karbanos. You know why? Because Karbanos are Mutter on Shabbos. If it's Mutter on Shabbos, how can it be a basis for that which is Aser on Shabbos? For Maleches Shabbos. You bring Karbanos on Shabbos, so that can't be the basis. That's why the Gemara struggles, Hashochet Mishumai Mechayiv. Similarly, says the Eglei Tal, Ofe. So what did we say? Yonah Hook said over many times already, Baruch Hashem, that, Shtei HaLechem, Lechem HaPonim, there's baking. Well, guess what? Are you allowed to bake the Shtei HaLechem, the Lechem HaPanim, on Shabbos? So I'll tell you something interesting. It's a big machlokas. It's a machlokas between two deis in Menachas and Daf Tzarihe. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who is the author of Mishnayos, he holds that it's usher. That I'm sorry, that it's mutter. That you're allowed to bake the shtei halechem and the lechem apanim on Shabbos. That's his position. And therefore the Gemara is bothered. Even according to the high gon, how can afia be a malacha? After all, you're allowed to, according to Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah, you're allowed to go ahead and do afia slechem apanim and shtei halechem on Shabbos. And if you're allowed to, then afia cannot be the 11th malacha. It's got to be something else. And yes, says the Bavli, it's bishul. It's bishul. However, listen to this. However, when it comes to hotzah, even if the korban mincha is docha es ha-Shabbos, but the carrying of it, that's not docha es ha-Shabbos. Even if the korban is docha es ha-Shabbos, but the planting and the harvesting, that's not docha es ha-Shabbos. And therefore, the things that are not docha es ha-Shabbos, that you can look to karbanos. But once it is something that can be done on Shabbos, like shochet, and like the afia of the shtei halechem and lechem apanim, that cannot be a source, and that's why Rav Haigon points to, he'll agree to the Bavli. He's not going to have a problem with shochet, and he's not going to have a problem of ofe. Rabosai, that's a sophisticated point. Did you get it? Did you get it? I know, Gavi, you got it. You got it. You got it. Good for you. Good for you.
I have one question.
Go ahead, Gavi. Ask.
So you're saying that because the carrying of the korbanos and things for the korbanos were is being machal Shabbos because you're carrying, so therefore you can look to that part of the korbanos. You can't look to the part of the korbanos that they're obviously allowed to do on Shabbos.
Exactly correct.
So he doesn't really hold that everything from the korbanos is.
Only the things that are, in other words, you can look to korbanos, but not to the part of the korbanos that is mutter on Shabbos.
So it really has nothing to do with the korbanos itself. He's really looking at things they did in the Mishkan and that are related to what we already know to be aser.
No, related to korbanos. They are related to korbanos. In other words, the zriya and the tzira was of the chitin, of the wheat, for the korban. But the korban might be docha Shabbos, but not the planting and the harvesting. Planting and harvesting is certainly not docha Shabbos.
Specifically, whatever was like said in the Torah that it was allowed at Shabbos, related to korbanos, is where he takes the lachos from.
Right. Okay, Rabosa, I just want to close with one last point. And this is if you cop this, it'll make me very happy, and it'll put together everything in this introduction. There's a beautiful netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Valozhin, and passed away in the early 1900s. So he wrote a sefer called the Emek Davar. It's on Yeshiva. Don't look at it. Don't look at it right now. You have it, but don't look at it right now. It'll distract me. I want to say over something that he says. An unbelievable idea. So he writes, he quotes the Bahag, the Baal Lachos Gedolos, and he says, every one of the Chumashim that we have was given a special name. Has a special name. We don't just call it Sefer Bereishis. We call it Sefer HaYetzira, the Book of Creation. We don't just call it Sefer Vayikra. We call it Toras Kohanim. We don't just call it Sefer Devarim, we call it Mishneh Torah. So what's the special name of Sefer Shmos? So he says the special name of Sefer Shmos is, listen carefully, wait for it, make sure you're sitting, Chumash Hasheni, the second Chumash. And then Siv is bothered. What does that mean? You couldn't come up with a razzle-dazzle name like Sefer HaGeula, the Book of Exodus? That would be a cool name. But no, Chumash Hasheni. And he explains what's the pshat. So he says, Shmos is really the continuation of the creation story. If Sefer Bereishis is the story of creation, Sefer HaYetzirah. Then Shmos is the Chumash HaSheni, and is the continuation of creation. And it's really interesting. This is not in the Netziv. This is, I'll add my layer to it. According to the Netziv says, Chumash HaSheni, continuation of Sefer Shmos. Rabosai, what was the first thing that was created in the creation story? No, not quite. Light. Vayhi erev vayivoker yom rishon or v'choshech. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, what happened?
He was surrounded by light.
He was surrounded by light. There was a spiritual light that was infused in the creation. In the second parsha, in Sefer Bereishis, we have a teva, and people being placed in a teva to save them from threats outside. In the beginning of Shmos, Moshe is placed in a teva, put in water, to protect him from the threats outside. There's a lot of parallels. What Chumash HaSheni is the infusion of spirituality into creation. We start off with Sefer Bereishis, physical creation. Shmos is spirituality, which is defined fundamentally in three aspects of Sefer Shmos. Number one, the creation, as we discussed, of Klal Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number two, Kabbalah HaTorah, and the infusion of Torah into this world. And number three, listen carefully, the Mishkan, where we make a dwelling for Hashem in this world. Now watch this. In the creation story, Hashem created for 6 days. And he rested on the seventh. And we commemorate Shabbos based on that. He contracted himself, in Hasidus we call this Tzimtzum, contracted himself to make a place in this world for us. And he built this world with 39 malachos, which he stopped doing on Shabbos. In Sefer Shmos, the climax of Sefer Shmos, the end of Sefer Shmos, is we build a Mishkan. What do? We contract our world and we build a place for Hashem in our world. That's the Mishkan. And what do? What's the process in which we do that? We do that through the very same 39 malachos that Hashem created the world with. Now we create a world. We reciprocate. It's an act of ultimate reciprocity. We create a world for Hashem in our world through those very same 39 malachos. And then we too cannot build that world on Shabbos. Shabbos we cease and desist. And in a certain sense, I think this Netziv then ties into everything we've been discussing. Is there's a Shabbos of Bereishis, of Maisa Bereishis, that's Hashem's creation. And then there's the Shabbos of Klal Yisrael, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, climaxing in Mishkan, 39 malachos that we learn from and that we build a place for him with a capital H in our world, a makom for Shechina, and that really is what Shabbos commemorates and represents. That's the Shabbos of Yisro, that's the Shabbos of Oeschana, that's the Shabbos of Bereishis, and the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay.